Blog Talk Radio.
Lizzie T. Radio Show.
Hello, hello, another day, another show at the Lizzie T Radio Show. This is your host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you so much for listening today. Today is a wonderful day, and we have prepared, nevertheless, a wonderful, wonderful show. Just a reminder to our listeners, we are booking shows for the mid of June now. I want to thank everyone for emailing and posting your messages and in our email and also on our fan page. Also to remind that our shows, if you're not logged in to Blog Talk Radio, you can comment on our fan page and we'll be able to answer your questions there. You can call our number as well that is displayed on Blog Talk Radio. I also wanted to thank because we here at Lizzie T Radio Show, we've been getting so much response, and I am so proud and so privileged to say that only in the last 6 months, we've been getting 2,186 likes on our fan page. Thank you so much all. This is fantastic. I did not expect this success. I planned for the success, but I did not expect. So keep liking our fan page. And I'm happy to say that 50% of those likes are actually listening to our show. So I am happy to say that as per statistic and reports, we are very, very successful with our radio show. This show, in particular, is being sponsored by SJ Image Creation, your fashion and image consultant. Their website is www.sjimagecreation.com. And thank you so much for sponsoring this show. Now, on to the news. Well, we early heard that Ottawa, the Ottawa region, had an earthquake yesterday morning, and it reached 5.2, and it originated in Ottawa Valley. We have family, Lizzie T has family in Ottawa, and I've been calling and talking to them and emailing, and everything seems to be okay. So that was a pretty scary event there. Also, the news in Toronto, our weather, we will be having a fantastic long weekend. We will be having 12 to 21 on Saturday and 15 to 25 on Sunday. And Monday, we will be having 19 to 25, a wonderful, wonderful, nice, warm, long weekend. And from the Lizzie T Radio Show, we wish you a happy Victoria Day to our listeners. Well, some facts on Victoria Day. So Victoria, the Queen Victoria, as we all know, was born on May 24, 1819. And following her death, three of her uncle and her father, she became the queen. And after looking to watch the beautiful, beautiful firework, Ashbridge Bay in Toronto, Ontario, will be there as tradition. And this year is not an exception. This year the show will be slated for 14 minutes long. It will start at 9:45 in the evening, rain or shine. And for the ones who want to go to Niagara Falls, Queen Victoria Park, Niagara Falls on the lake, which I had the opportunity to go, the Canada's longest fireworks series returned for one more year and brings a spectacular show light of show behind a truly unique background. Shows a free range and runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, Monday, and it starts at 10 p.m. Now, We have prepared today a very, very fantastic show with a very, very amazing guest. And the subject for today's show is, what do we do when we're stuck? And that is definitely a subject for discussion. I have a fantastic guest, and her name is Lorna. And Lorna will be talking a lot about this subject, and I can't hardly wait to bring her out. Here's the bio of Lorna. Professional John Maxwell certified coach, trainer, and speaker who brings intentional and simply principles that have been known and used by the greatest leader and most successful people in the world. Dynamic, resourceful, and dedicated lifelong learner, she is passionate about bringing her creativity and positive energy to every task and endeavor. Her position as the president of the Business and Professional Woman of Durand and district director of the Greater Toronto Area allows her to apply what she had learned, her studies, and the work of international leadership expert John Maxwell. This team of coaches, trainers, and speakers have trained and certified people to be intentional in their lives, both privately and professionally, by working with purpose and having a solid fun. Having found her passion in empowering women to recognize and develop their potential, and being part of John Maxwell's team is a way that she further assists others in realizing their potential.
Ladies and gentlemen, please give a really warm welcome to Lorna.
Growing up as a kid, I was different. I was short, so I wasn't any good at sports. And I loved to learn, so I was called a teacher's pet. And, well, I dressed funny. But I think what seemed to annoy people the most was that I was always smiling, looking for the good in everything. As a result, I was picked on and made fun of, bullied even. After years of public humiliation, I became a wallflower, always listening, rarely speaking. I hid my pain, denied my life, suppressed any desire to be myself. I became a people-pleasing chameleon, becoming whatever it was that I thought I needed to be. I started smoking because that's what the cool kids did. I started going to bars and drinking because that's what my new friends like to do. I even went to work straight out of high school instead of going to university because I was told that I was just going to get married and have babies anyway, so what was the point? Don't get me wrong, I love my kids. And if you looked at my life, you'd say, what's wrong with it? After all, I had everything that any woman wants. A nice house, three kids, a cat, a dog, and oh yeah, a husband to pay for all of that. Shortly after my mother passed away, something began to stir. I started asking, who am I and how did I get here? Something whispered, I needed to reconnect with who I am. I had to go back to a time before I was aware of this overwhelming need to conform and fit in. I've grown and changed over the years. We all do. But who I am inside, my core essence, that never really changes. I started wearing those old labels proudly one by one. Yes, I'm short. I'm concentrated. Awesome.
And that was the great Lorna. I will not delay any longer, and I bring her on. Lorna, how are you this morning?
Oh, I'm great now that spring has finally decided to make it stay. How about you?
I I am fantastic, and thank you so much for coming in to the show and for participating at Lizzie T Radio Show. We're happy and honored that you're able to participate. I have watched your video, and by the way, listeners, this video and all the links for Lorna Weston Smith will be at Lizzie T Radio Show fan page. You'll be able to contact her, to reach her, and to get in touch with her, because she has so much knowledge and so much to offer and so much to give. So tell us about you. Tell us what exactly do you do?
I help people develop their skills, the soft skills that are so necessary for success. I'm trained as a John Maxwell leadership coach, as you said at the beginning. And leadership is really about influence. It's not about the position. It's not about who has the power, because you can be a leader, but if you don't have followers, then you're really just out for a walk. And
right.
The skills are so necessary for real success are the people skills. How do you influence others, whether it's in sales, whether it's your team, and even when it's yourself. For the small business person, it's how do you get yourself to do what you know you need to do? How do you get yourself out of that headspace, out of that comfort zone, and start doing things that will grow your business?
And so the subject of it, and the subject on the title of the show this morning, we know that as a business, as a person, in our entrepreneurship, into our coaching, whatever is it that we do, there's sometimes that we get stuck. And that is the trick. I think that's where you come in. How do we get unstuck?
Getting stuck it can be a really good place, because it gives us a chance to really examine ourselves, our motives, our passions. It helps us really recalibrate and figure out what is it that we really want. Are we stuck because it's something that we really are not moving in the right direction, or are we stuck because of stories that we've told ourselves all these years? I can't do that. I haven't got the degree. I'm not very good at speaking in front of people. All those stories that we've grown up with, things that we hear from childhood before we are able to really think for ourselves, things like money doesn't go on trees, it takes money to make money, and things like that aren't necessarily true. So being stuck can be a good time to really rethink some of the things that we tell ourselves. And part of the thing with being stuck is understanding who we really are and what our passions are, and staying connected to that passion. And with being stuck, for me, I, of course, as a coach, I have a coach. It's one of the great times to really talk about, we can't always see what other people see. And you think I'm wonderful, I've got great, but there's so many things that I have this insecurities like everybody else. I don't let it stop me anymore. At one time, like I said on the on the little snippet that you showed there, I allowed those stories that other people were telling me to be true when they weren't. And I had to find ways to really shift my thinking and understanding who I really was, what my passion was, because I can't let that stop me. I'm here for a purpose, and I need to fulfill that purpose. So being stuck gives us a chance to really look, self-examine. And having a coach is a great way to do that, but even without a coach, is to really stay connected with who you are and who you're being. When you're stuck, just doing more actions is not necessarily going to get you unstuck. It's the thinking that's behind the actions. We have to examine our thinking and who we're being. Are we really aligned with our true self?
Yeah, when I was looking at your video, the video that you had at the John Maxwell conference, it amazes me how much confidence you have, and how much your body image and your how you display yourself shows that you are who you are, and you're not afraid of anything. And I know it takes a while for all of us to get there, to say, you know I can do this. It doesn't matter if I, it's like you mentioned, if I don't have the degree or if I don't have the knowledge, I can acquire the knowledge. And what I got from everything that you mentioned is we need to find our why, mm-hmm. we need to find our passion, and we need to stop ourselves from saying, I can't.
Exactly.
And that
We need to own our own self. Yeah.
And that is very, very important for our listeners to get. If you're not getting anything from this, those are the three most important. And ladies and gentlemen, this is a lady who is, again, a certified coach, a trainer, a public speaker, and she can bring all those things out to you. Now, I want to make sure, I know that there's a link here on Lizzie T Radio Show on our fan page and on Blog Talk Radio, but I want to make sure that if the listeners want to get a hold of you, how do they do that and where they can get contact or do session with you? How does it work? Work and where can they get reach you? I know you have a program that is called Empowerment Mentorship. How does that work?
Okay, I
asked two questions.
Okay, the Empowerment Mentoring Program that I have is it's a wonderful paradigm shifting program that's been developed by Les Brown and Paul Martinelli, and I'm certified to teach 12 of the lessons. Actually, it's 13, and it's all about self image and how we see ourselves. Things that, like, one I absolutely love is the four pillars of drama. And who doesn't have drama in their life? And we become addicted to that drama. But it's not serving us. And getting out of the comfort zone. So these are all paradigm shifting on how we see ourselves. You can access this. Sign up for the program either through my website, or you can email me and I'll send you the link. And I believe you have the links on your site. It's Lorna at Lorna Weston Smith, that's Smith with a Y, .com. And actually, if you Google that name, I'm the only Lorna Weston Smith that comes up.
Fantastic. Make it easier for everyone.
Yes. You can also find me on LinkedIn. And on Facebook.
And you can also find on Lizzie T Radio Show fan page, and the links are all there. Now, how can someone benefit from what you offer? What's the benefits of being part of, being coached by you, of being part of your program? What's the things that are we going to get out of this?
Whether you're in business for yourself or you work for another company, there's lots of different benefits to it. The number one for me is you have more confidence in understanding who you are and how to move forward, where you're getting stuck. If you're in business for yourself, it can mean increasing your sales because you get better buy-in from your clients. You understand who your clients are better and how to connect with them better. Being and understanding who you are and what your purpose is, you are better able to walk your talk and keep that consistent message, which is so vital to building trust in the marketplace. People need to know that this is who I am, this is who you are, and I can count on her to be there. This is what she will do for me. It's that consistency. You're always there. Having that clarity of purpose also makes it easier for making decisions whether you should take advantage of this opportunity or not. I know myself, I get approached from different multi-level marketing companies all the time. They want me to sell their products, and I can say, yes, this is in alignment with what my purpose is, or no, and I don't have to hem and haw over it. I know exactly whether it's going to fit my purpose or not. And if it doesn't fit my purpose, then I have no problem saying no. And when you understand your purpose, there's less procrastination because you're connected to that passion. And things that you've been putting off, you don't have as much problem because you understand the why. It's that motivation to get them done. You can be more productive and not get caught up in that busy work because you understand that these tasks are going to move you towards your goals and your purpose, and these others are not. And those are the ones that you need to build your team and delegate to them or let them go altogether. So it's about growing your business and growing yourself. In one of the books that I teach from the 21 Laws of Leadership, the first law of leadership is how successful you are is determined
by your leadership lid, your leadership skills and abilities. So your leadership as a self-employed is how well you get, you're in touch with yourself and are able to motivate yourself to do the things you need to do. So it's growing yourself. If you want success, it's these skills that you need to develop. You have greater morale. You love to, when you are on purpose, you love what you're doing. It's your passion. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you can hear it in my voice right now. This is where I want to be. I could talk about this all day.
I feel it. I sense it. And you are bringing so much energy through Lizzie T Radio Show. And I am so happy that you are here because this is what we all need. We need that confidence. I love the part when you said we love to be addicted to drama. And it's so, so true. It resonated with me. So there's so much that you can teach us. Please, please, ladies and gentlemen, Lorna WestonSmith.com. She's the lady that you need to get a hold of. You need to contact. You need to email. She definitely has an amazing website. It's being displayed right now on Blog Talk Radio. There's a print screen of the website, so you cannot confuse it. Once you see the print screen and you search and you Google for her, you will be able to see. That's the page that I saw on Lizzie T. And last but not least, because this show, I know I can go on forever, especially with a subject like this, which is so dear to my heart, growth and developing yourself and being out there and loving what you do, because I love to hear you. I love to see your videos because you're so passionate what you do. And I want to make sure that you give us a last advice. What would you give to someone that starting their own business or their enterprise, and they need to move forward? What kind of advice would you give, Lorna?
When you're starting your own business, I think number one is make sure that it's something that you are truly passionate about, that you would do whether you were getting paid or not. There was a woman who's on the Dragon's Den. I can't think of her. No, was it Dragon's Den? No, the American one. And I can't remember her name off the top of my head, but she said, anyone can be passionate on the first date. It's whether that passion is still there after you've been married 5 years. And for me, that in business, it's really making sure you're connected to that passion. The other thing for me in business is don't get caught up in the detail work. Don't try and worry about whether you have that beautiful website and whether you've got this all this marketing material. What is it that is actually going to connect you to your clients? What is it that's actually going to have you in front of them and start bringing the money in? You can work on the rest of it. It doesn't have to be perfect to start with. The website doesn't, you don't even have to have that website. Get yourself in front of people, start connecting, and build the business. Don't wait for perfection.
Those are wise, wise words, because it's so true. And two things that I got from this is try to continue to be on that first date stage with your business. And it's so true. I mean, the first 3 months, the first year, great, fantastic. Then it goes into the grind. And then is the realization, is this what I really want to do? Is this what my calling is all about? And that's when most people, well, they say the statistic that a restaurant or a business or something, if it goes over the three-year period, that's when you know that it has survived. Otherwise, it closes, correct?
Oh, yeah.
And the other thing is, don't worry about the detail. It's so true. We get caught up on the, is my website perfect? Mm-hmm. Is all my dots and my I's are crossed? And I follow a lot of coaches, and one of the things that I remember from one specific coach is what you said. Don't even worry about the website. Why do you have to have a website right away? And it's true. It doesn't necessarily have to have one. Just be out there, be networking, meeting people, telling about your business, and that's going to get you going. Lorna, I can't thank you enough. I have to invite you back. I have to invite you back to talk more about this wonderful topic and very important topic that is getting ourselves motivated, getting ourselves coached by someone like you. and to talk about your career and your plan. And last question, any thoughts or any works in what are you working for the future?
I've got one beautiful thing that I have just signed up to go to Guatemala for a week with the John Maxwell team in June. We are going to be teaching transformational leadership. John is writing the lessons specifically for Guatemala. It is a just amazing opportunity. The average age of Guatemala is 19. They have been caught up in civil war for so many years. They really don't have any great leaders. They don't have any heroes really to point to and to model. So we are going in and going to be teaching leadership to the seven streams of influence and just making a humongous change to the country, giving them the tools they need to make their country what they want it to be.
Oh, that is, oh, my heart goes to you. And this is the lady, by the way, that definitely, every time you see her, has always an amazing, great-looking hat. But it's amazing the work that you are doing to go to another country and participate on something like this. Congratulations, kudos to you. I'm very proud of you. And I cannot believe our time is just running out. I want to thank you from the bottom of our heart here at Lizzie T Radio Show to have you as a guest to talk about your expertise and your knowledge. This has been amazing. Again, I need to have you back and to talk more, especially when you come back from Guatemala. That's going to be an amazing, amazing show, an amazing topic. Thank you so much for coming in. And any last words?
I just want to thank you, Liz. This has been great. I would love to come back. As you can tell, we could talk about this for days. But I would love back and talk to you again. You're wonderful to talk to.
Thank you so much, Lorna. And make it a fantastic long weekend, everyone. This is Lizzie T, your host.
Lizzie T Radio Show.
There you have it, folks. That was another day, another show with Lizzie T. This is Saturday, and we are having an amazing long weekend. I'm so happy and honored that Lorna Weston-Smith was able to be here in our show and to be part of Lizzie T Radio Show. Again, all the links for Lorna Weston-Smith are at Lizzie T fan page. Lizzie T is getting, as I mentioned before, so many reviews and so many likes that I am so happy that everybody is coming in and commenting and putting likes and listening to our show. And I thank you from the bottom of our heart that you are participating of our show. Also, to remind the listeners that we will be having another show coming up soon with a American Idol. The American Idol will be here at Lizzie T Radio Show. I can't wait to interview him and to talk to him about what it was like to be part of the American Idol. And without anything else for me to say, I want to thank you again and wish all the listeners a fantastic and happy Victoria Day, fantastic long weekend for everyone. Go out, enjoy the sun, be with your family, be with your kids, and enjoy, because life is short and you don't want to waste time being with the loved ones. Thank you so much for listening. This is your host and producer of the Lizzie T Radio Show. Thank you, and make it a fantastic day.